Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Tom Tirando, and this is live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. I am all by myself tonight. My pal Aiden McGee is our student broadcaster, so the first part of that phrase is student. He's got finals this week, so he's at home concentrating on that, and I'm here by myself. We'll do the best we can to bring it to you tonight. The LaPorte Bulldogs are here. They bring in a 6-9 record in 21-6A. George Ranch 7-8 on the season after that overtime loss the other night that they had 51-50 to Bush High School. Charlie Jones told me before we did our interview tonight that that's starting to really heat up and starting to turn into a rivalry. He said people are calling it the Battle of the Georges. George Bush High School and George Ranch High School. So we'll see how that materializes over the course of this season and the ones to follow. Of course, a non-district game for both clubs. 21-6A LaPorte Bulldogs and the 23-6A George Ranch Longhorns. And as you know, the Longhorns have this one, a couple more over the break. Then they'll start district play January 3rd against Brazoswood. In the junior varsity game, it was George Ranch 64 and the Bulldogs 36. And my buddy Reggie Dunn sent this over. The Longhorns, the Lady Longhorns, are playing their last non-district game of the season. They open up Friday evening here at the ranch. It's 20-7. Lady Longhorns lead the Westside Ball Club at the end of the first quarter. 20-7 George Ranch in the women's game over at Westside. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special, but there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too, like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph.
Yeah.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, it is that time. Here's our interview with Charlie Jones.
I'll take it.
All right, with Charlie Jones before the game with the LaPorte Bulldogs this evening. You got this game, a couple more during the break before you open with Brazoswood on January 3rd, finally.
Yeah, we're trying to we try to make it through this week. You know, it's finals week. It's cold outside. You know, it's a strange day. But, you know, we're trying to come out here, play some good basketball, have some fun.
I don't know if we can top the excitement and the physicality of that game the other night.
It's going to be hard to top that. You know, we have a new rivalry with Bush. You know, they call it the Battle of the Georges now. So it was a fun environment. Hopefully we can get some kids out here a couple games to do something like that again. But we're going to try to play some good basketball and get ready for the break.
What are your scouts telling you about 23-6A as you make your way around watching the non-district games with the teams we're going to play?
It's always going to be a tough district, you know, but Pearland is a surprise right now. I think they're 16-0, which is surprising to a lot of people, but Coach Buckley does a great job. There's a lot of great coaches in that our district, so we're going to try to get prepared for all of them.
And what do you see overall in the district?
I think it's wide open, like, you know, like it always is. You got to play every single night. You know, you never know who's going to come out first place, second place. You just got to come out every night and try to play the best basketball you can and come out with a win.
What do you know about the Bulldogs coming in?
They're a young team last year. I think they brought back their whole team from last year. Well-coached team. They're tough. They play hard. So we got to come out and play. And I know it's a dead day in here. It's dead in the gym. So we got to bring our own energy.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the gym.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald.
A little less than 3 minutes here. We'll have the opening tip. The LaPorte Bulldogs are in the building here to play George Ranch. Let's look at 21A, first of all. Channel view. 3-6. Beaumont United 13-1, Deer Park 7-10, King 5-7, these Bulldogs 6-9, North Shore 13-2, Sterling 1-8, and Westbrook 11-3. Some of the other games involving 21-6A teams this evening: North Shore is at Spring, Nederland at Westbrook, and Deer Park at Northside. The North Shore versus Spring game tips off at 7 like this one does. The other two, Nederland at Westbrook and Deer Park at Northside, both have 7:30 tip-offs. Charlie Jones talked about this during the interview. Pearland on top of this district at 15-0. He said 16, but it's 15-0. They beat Clear Springs last night 52-45 to keep the unbeaten string alive. Hastings is 9-4. Brazoswood 8-6. Dawson lost last night 77-57 to Seven Lakes. Then George Ranch at 7-8 as well. Elsick 5-8. Strake 5-8. 3-10. A-Leaf Taylor. Some of the other games tonight, just a couple more. In 23-6A, Columbia at Brazoswood and Nimitz High School at A-Leaf Elsick. Those two games tip off at 7 o'clock along with ours. We're in the last minute of time. I got it. Grab that basketball that was getting away. All right, about 30 seconds left or so. We'll have our national anthem, it looks like, and then we will have the introduction of players. Get ready to tip this one off from George Ranch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. And the Longhorns have drifted on out to the court, so we will not have the national anthem. We will go straight to the opening tip on the floor for George Ranch. 6'1 junior Stephen Woods, a 5'11 junior Ori Limbrick, 6' junior Jordan Lewis, 5'11 junior Julian Camper, and a 6'4 junior Jaden Gary, all juniors on the floor for the starting five for Charlie Jones's Longhorns. On the other side of the scorebook, 5'11 sophomore Kevon Wally, 5'8 sophomore Corey Rubin. And we'll get to that, the rest of their lineup, in a little bit. The tip goes in favor of Terrence Siafa and the Bulldogs. Out top running it is Kevon Wally. Wally over to Corey Rubin, a 5'8 sophomore. Dante Cerf, a 6' senior. Terrence Siafa, we mentioned him, a 6' junior. And the first shot of the game goes in for Corey Rubin. Bulldogs score first. And the final player on the field, Josue Pena, a 5'10 sophomore for Jason McConnell's Bulldogs, in the building tonight from LaPorte. Around the corner, three-pointer on its way from Julian Camper on the left side of the court. And that one is off the iron into the hands of the Bulldogs and Corey Rubin. Rubin to Kevon Wally. Wally drives the lane and shuffles his feet. Commits the first turnover of the night for either club. All right, over to Jordan Lewis, around the horn to Stephen Woods, to Camper, back to Woods. Now to Limbrick, and then a three-pointer on the way from Jordan Lewis on the far right wing, and the Longhorns go up by one, 3-2. Out top. Good hands by Jordan Lewis. Almost poked it away from Corey Rubin. Now into the corner. And the jump shot is good by Kevon Wally. Wally with two. Rubin with two. It's 4-3. LaPorte. Longhorns moving the right to left now across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. Maybe you're in the car, and we appreciate you tuning us in and listening to Longhorns basketball. And at the free throw line, Dante Cerf, the 6' senior for the Bulldogs. First shot on its way is good. Next one on its way, and that one off the front of the rim, rebounded by Jaden Gary. Three-pointer on its way from Woods, and that is right through the heart of the basket. It's 6-5. Longhorns with 2 3-pointers. Stephen Woods on that one. Jordan Lewis to open the scoring for George Ranch. Out top, Kevon Wally. Wally works on Ori Limbrick. Now pass, gets the ball back, and a collision under the basket. Foul's going to be whistled on Stephen Woods. He was heading down there and didn't see Terrence Siafa. All right, the inbound to Corey Rubin. Rubin throws it to nobody on the far side, and it goes out of bounds. Second turnover of the night for the Bulldogs. Limbrick, right-hand dribble. A little further out than the top of the key. Around the horn now to Camper in the left corner. Back to Stephen Woods. Woods to Limbrick. Down low. And the foul. Jaden Gary tried to lay it in. And he was fouled by Kevon Wally. At the free throw line is Jaden Gary. 45% free throw shooter. First one on its way and off the back iron. No good. Longhorns as a team are a 54% free throw shooters. Second one is good by Gary. 7-5. Longhorns by 2. Yvonne Wally out top to Corey Rubin at the top of the key. Rubin drives the right side. No good. Ball is knocked around, taken away by Julian Camper. Camper takes it all the way down on the left side. Now out top to Limbrick. Around the horn to Woods. Back to Limbrick. At the top of the key, he's got Woods in the corner. Three-pointer is partially blocked and taken away. First turnover of the night now for George Ranch. Down the heart of the lane is Dante Cerf. And he is fouled. No, check that. It's a offensive foul on Cerf, his first. Two team fouls for both clubs early on. 3:54 left in the first quarter. 7-5, George Ranch. Julian Camper with the three-pointer, and he nails that. So again, except for the free throw by Jaden Gary, the rest of the points have come on three-pointers from three different players. Out top to Josue Pena. Pena in the corner here to Dante Cerf. Three-pointer is good by Dante Cerf. So at least he gets that one back that the Longhorns had buried. Three-pointers by Woods, Lewis, and Julian Camper. And then a free throw by Jaden Gary. That one's poked away from the Longhorns into the hands of the Bulldogs. And the lay-in on the left side is no good. Kevon Wally was almost by himself over there and blew the layup. Now the long bomb by Jordan Lewis. That one doesn't touch anything. It goes out of bounds. Well, check that. It did touch something. It touched one of the LaPorte Bulldogs and saved the Longhorns from another turnover. Down to Ori Limbrick. He drives the baseline on the left side, puts up the soft jumper. It's off the rim, and the rebound is hauled down by Dante Cerf, and then he's fouled by A.D. Harris, who's in the ballgame. All right, Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, Zion Harper, the 6'3 freshman, and the 6'2 senior, A.D. Harris, for George Ranch. 10-8, Longhorns by 2. Jump shot, top of the key, Corey Rubin, off the mark, rebound, Harris. He'll take it himself down the left side behind the back dribble. Now he loses control but picks it back up to Ori Limbrick. To Woods, down low to Zion Harper. Harper drives the baseline and commits the offensive foul. He plowed into one of the Bulldogs, knocked him down on the baseline. Chris Hodges and Sam Nieves check in for the Bulldogs. Nieves, a 6'4 junior, and Chris Hodges, a 5'10 sophomore for Jason McConnell's club. This one taken away by George Ranch. A.D. Harris drives on the left side. Can't get the layup to drop. Ball is knocked around. Back into the hands of Harris for a second. And then he lost control and traveled. Three turnovers for both clubs. Out top, Isaiah Williams, 5'10 senior in the lineup now for the Bulldogs. He drives the left side, lays it up and in. So Isaiah Williams comes in and ties it up at 10. Stephen Woods with the three-pointer off the mark. Good rebound by Jordan Lewis. He puts it back up with the left hand. That hits the back iron and goes up. And the Longhorns get the rebound. Stephen Woods has it. Then he fell to the floor and got whistled for traveling. Inside a minute and a half to play in the first quarter. Tied at 10. Longhorns 7-8. This one off the mark by Brady Axtell, a 5'7 freshman. Axtell gets his own rebound, puts up another one. It's off the mark. He chases that one down, then kicks it out to Corey Rubin, who nails the three. 13-10. Inside a minute to play now in the first quarter. All the Longhorn points, save for a free throw, have come on three-pointers. Into the corner to A.D. Harris. His three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound by Brady Axtell. Ahead to Corey Rubin. Rubin pulls up short, back to Axtell. He's guarded by Stephen Woods. Now they kick it all the way out top to Isaiah Williams. He'll reset things and drive on the left side. Has that one batted away. Good defensive work by Zion Harper. He actually was able to get a hand on the basketball, put it back in Brady Axtell's lap, and he carried it out of bounds for the fourth turnover for the Bulldogs. Julian Camper back in the lineup. Gets the ball over to Gerald Sapp. Sapp, a 6'4 junior. Checked in for Charlie Jones's club. And a foul whistled down there away from the basketball on Brady Axtell, his first. Woods looking to get it in. He does to Camper. A.D. Harris with the three-pointer. And the Bulldogs trying to get the last shot off. They do, but in the process, Isaiah Williams is fouled. First shot by Williams is good. Isaiah Williams, a 47% free throw shooter in 15 games for the Bulldogs. Second one on its way off the front iron. The rebound by Nieves, and the putback is no good. Buzzer sounds. Bulldogs 14, George Ranch 13. At the end of the first quarter, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, thank you, ladies. Here are some first quarter numbers for you. 5 points, Corey Rubin, 4, Dante Cerf, 3, Isaiah Williams, and 2 for Kevon Wally. 14 points scored in the first quarter by the Bulldogs. Longhorn scored all their points on three-pointers. Steven Woods, Jordan Lewis, Julian Camper, A.D. Harris hit from behind the arc. And then a free throw by Jaden Gary. 14-13 Bulldogs. Each team committed 4 turnovers in the first quarter. Ball around the horn. Back to you, A.D. Harris. Top of the key, kind of drifting right. To Camper in the corner. Back out top. Now to Ori Limbrick. Back to A.D. Harris. Drives a baseline. Puts it up. And commits the offensive foul, his second. Charlie Jones calls for Steven Woods. He'll check in. And he'll probably get, and he does, he gets A.D. Harris, a 6'2 senior, to bring him to the bench. He'll get a breather for Charlie Jones. Out top to Kevon Wally. Here in the corner to Brady Axtell. Axtell, the left-hand dribble. Out top again to Isaiah Williams. Williams this time palms the basketball. Fifth turnover of the night for LaPorte. Inbound by Gerald Sapp. Gets it down court to Limbrick. Limbrick has, again, Harris in the right corner. Back out top. And Ori Limbrick tries to force a pass into the lane. It's knocked away and out of bounds by the Bulldogs. And Limbrick will trigger the inbound. Gets it to Stephen Harris in the left corner. Harris drives the basket. No good. Rebound. He is pulled off by Sam Nieves. Ahead now on the lay-in by Chris Hodges, and that's off the mark. Rebound by Gerald Sapp. Ahead to Steven Woods. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Kevon Wally. Everybody who's partial to George Ranch thought that Steven Woods was hooked and fouled there. All we got out of it, or all the Longhorns got out of it, rather, is an inbound play. Sapp from beyond the arc. That's no good. Rebound and the putback is good by Julian Camper. Camper with 5 points on the night. Longhorns by 1, 15-14. To Isaiah Williams. Three-pointer on the way, and that's good. Isaiah Williams with 6 points on the night. Underneath, and good on the lay-in, Zion Harper. His first 2 points of the night. All alone down there, tied at 17. Three-pointer from Brady Axtell right in front of us here from the corner. That's off the mark. The rebound to ahead to Ori Limbrick. He threw into the corner to Julian Camper, who took his eye off the ball for a second, went off his hand and out of bounds. 5 turnovers for the Longhorns. Same for the Bulldogs. Charlie Jones calls Jordan Lewis's number to the bench, or to the scorer's table, rather. He'll come in. Jaden Gary as well. In the lane, the soft lay-in is good by Kevon Wally. Got 4 points. 19-17, Bulldogs by a couple. Bulldogs play in 21-6A. Their district season starts soon. Longhorns, same thing. They have a couple more non-district games during the break. Longhorns throw it away now into the hands of the Bulldogs. Ahead to Dante Cerf. Tries to lay in. No good. Hit the underside of the rim. Came right down into the hands of Ori Limbrick. Limbrick is fouled by Terrence Siafa. His first. To finish that thought, the Longhorns have a couple games, non-district games during the break. They start against Brazoswood on January 3rd. right here at George Ranch, and we'll have that game live on GRHSI Radio. I think the start time for that game is 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, but I have to look at the book here. We'll find that out for you, and I can tell you when the airtime is. Shot by the Longhorns, off the mark, ahead to Corey Rubin, who lays it up and in. Rubin with 7 points. 21-17. Biggest lead of the night now for the Bulldogs is 4 points. Shot put up by Camper. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. Now three-pointer on its way by Corey Rubin. And Rubin just doubled his output on two trips down the court. He had 5 points in the first quarter. He's got 5 here in the second quarter for a total of 10. And we still got 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
We'll tell you about that yearbook in just a second. The game is January 3rd. It is against the Brazoswood Buccaneers, but it is in Brazoswood. And we'll have to see if we're going to travel down to Clute and do that game. If we do, it's a 1 o'clock tip-off during the holidays, 1 p.m. tip-off. That would make our broadcast time 12:45 on GRHS iRadio, and we'll try and make some plans to get down to Clute and broadcast the first district game of this basketball season. Longhorns down by 7 now, 24-17. Trying to do something about that is Jordan Lewis from the corner. That three-pointer won't drop. And a foul committed after that shot. By Camper, his first. At the free throw line, Kevon Wally. Wally, a 55% shooter from the line. First one on its way and good. He's got 5 points on the evening. Next one on its way, good as well. 26-17, the Bulldogs by 9 after trading baskets and trading leads of 1 or 2 points. Bulldogs have taken advantage of the cold shooting for George Ranch and have poured in 5, 7, 10, 12 points here in the second quarter. And the Longhorns only with 4. So plus 8 for the Bulldogs, and that puts them at the plus 9 that they are now, 26-17. .334 left in the second quarter. Inbound to Ori Limbrick. No press now by the Bulldogs. They were doing that early and now backed off into a zone, allowing Limbrick to just walk the ball over midcourt. Now he drives down the lane, a little NBA hop, and puts it up. And shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Terrence Siafa, his second. At the line, Ori Limbrick, 66% free throw shooter. First one goes off the rim to the left. Second one off the mark as well. That one was a little bit harder than the first one, and bounded off the rim. Ball went out of bounds off one of the Bulldogs. The Longhorns get new life here on this trip down. Inbound to Jordan Lewis to Camper. To Lewis and back around to the left side to Ore Limbrick. Limbrick just outside the top of the key to Harris. Back to Limbrick. Inside 3 minutes to play before half. Limbrick drives the right side, puts it up too hard. Rebound, and the putback is off the mark by Jaden Gary, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Sam Nieves, the 6'4 junior, his first. Shot on its way and good by Jaden Gary, 45% free throw shooter after the first 15 games of the season. Next one on its way. That's good as well. Gary now 3-for-4 this evening on free throws. 26-19, Bulldogs by 7. Now a drive in the lane, but he pulled up short, did Kevon Wally, and then walked an extra step and commits the sixth Bulldog turnover. Longhorns with 6. Limbrick again down the lane, again the NBA hop, and this time he gets it to drop. Ore Limbrick with his first basket of the night. Let's see if the Longhorns could take advantage of the cold shooting now that the Bulldogs are experiencing. And as soon as I say that, Dante Cerf lays one in. 28-21. Shot off the mark. Good rebound by Stephen Woods to set things up again. Out top to Limbrick. Limbrick. Spin move down the lane on the right side again. And again, he lays it up and in. Ore Limbrick is heating up for George Ranch. Cuts the deficit down to 5. Kevon Wally. He wants to shoot the three-pointer. Doesn't. Throws it to Corey Rubin on the other side of the court. Now in the corner to Wally. That three-pointer is on the way. No good. Rebound. Sam Nieves throws it out top. And a foul committed by Julian Camper, his second. At the free throw line, Corey Rubin. 82% free throw shooter. Averages just about 14 points a game. And the free throw goes off the mark on the one and bonus. The Longhorns will shoot free throws at the other end. Looked like Jordan Lewis was fouled when he tried to rebound. We'll have to check the book at halftime to see which Bulldog committed that foul. Shot on its way. And good by Jordan Lewis. He'll get another. 4 points so far for Jordan. Left-handed free throw on its way and good again. Jordan Lewis with 5 points. Lead down to 3, 28-25 inside 90 seconds to play. In the corner here to Isaiah Williams. Williams has that one poked away. Good hands there by Jordan Lewis. Apparently not. Apparently a little too handsy by Jordan Lewis, his first personal foul at the free throw line. Isaiah Williams, first one, drops through. Isaiah Williams, 47% free throw shooter. 7 points on the night. You can make that 8 as the second free throw drops through. 30-25. Longhorns again. The 5-point deficit. Limbrick. And a nice pass to Jaden Gary heading to the basket. He lays it up and in. Nice pass by Limbrick. Finds Jaden Gary on the right side and lays it up and in. Inside to Dante Cerf. Cerf loses control. Seven turnovers for the Bulldogs. Jordan Lewis on the right side. A little off-balance shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. And picked up and put in by Jaden Gary. 30-29. The Longhorns erase that 9-point deficit down to just one. Inside 30 seconds to play. Looks like the Bulldogs and Jason McConnell has them holding for the last shot. 15 seconds left. Around the horn to Kevon Wally. Wally back over to Isaiah Williams. Back to Wally. 3 seconds left. Corey Rubin with the three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim. It is halftime at George Ranch High School. LaPorte Bulldogs 30 and George Ranch 29. We'll be back with some first half numbers in just a moment. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Always believe.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, Bulldogs from LaPorte High School 30, George Ranch Longhorns 29. Scoring, first of all, for LaPorte, Corey Rubin with 10, 8 by Isaiah Williams, and then 6 each by Kevon Wally and Dante Cerf. That's the 30 points scored by Jason McConnell's club. They have 7 turnovers through 2 quarters of play for the Longhorns. 3 by Stephen Woods, 4 by Limbrick, 5 by Jordan Lewis, 5 by Julian Camper, 3 A.D. Harris, 7 for Jaden Gary, and a basket by Zion Harper. That's the 29 points for Charlie Jones's club. And the Longhorns, 6 turnovers through 2 quarters of play. It was 14-13. Bulldogs led by a free throw after the end of the first quarter. And then the Longhorns went cold for a long stretch. And the Bulldogs chose that opportunity to heat up. They got a three-pointer and a couple free throws from Isaiah Williams. A three-pointer and a basket by Corey Rubin on successive trips down court. And Kevon Wally added 4 points. And then towards the latter part of the second quarter, Longhorns started to heat up themselves. Ori Limbrick, a couple baskets. Jaden Gary, a couple baskets in a row and adds a couple free throws. Finishes the first two quarters with 7 points. He got 6 in the second quarter. Let me see if we have a score on girls basketball, and we do. Reggie Dunn has kept us up on that. It is George Ranch 45 and Westside High School 17 at the end of three quarters. That one started at 6:30, I believe, over at Westside, 30 minutes before we tipped it off. That's why they're a little bit further ahead than we are. 45-17, George Ranch leads at the end of three quarters of play over at Westside High School, the last non-district game of the 2019-2020 season for the Lady Longhorns. They start their district play on Friday right here at George Ranch. I know Coach Pierce is anxious to get the season started. The girls are anxious to get the district season on its way. They got a good ball club again this year and a good mix, as they always do, with seniors and underclassmen all along the way. But game Friday night is a 5 p.m. tip-off. 5 p.m. tip-off against the Pearland Lady Oilers right here at George Ranch. We will not have a radio broadcast for that opener, I'm sorry to say. We will pick them up Now, the women's schedule shows that they are also in Brazoswood on the 3rd and also tipping off at 1 o'clock. So we'll have to square that up with the men's schedule that says the same thing, and maybe we can broadcast both games. One here, whichever team is here, and then we'll pick up whichever team is down in Clute. All right. So, the 1 o'clock tip-off is the Lady Longhorns down in Clute, January 3rd. The 3 o'clock tip-off is right here at George Ranch. The men's team will start their district season at 3 o'clock against Brazoswood. We'll be on the air for that one at least at 2:45 p.m. And we'll see if we can make some plans to get down to Clute and do the Lady Longhorns varsity opener in 23-6A play. And we'll let you know on Twitter and on Facebook as we get those plans solidified after the Christmas holiday, New Year's, and then both clubs open up for their 2019-2020 district play. One here, the men against the Brazoswood Buccaneers, and the women's team travels down to Clute to open up against the Lady Bucks. Couple messages here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Oh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, the Longhorns will be moving left to right now across your dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight on your smartphone. Same thing, left to right. Ball is inbounded by the Bulldogs. Kevon Wally will handle that. They lead as we start the third quarter, 30-29. Three-pointer on its way, and that one's good. Corey Rubin connects. He's got 13 points. And the lead is up to four. Corey Limbrick out top. Little stutter step on the drive. Now A.D. Lewis in the corner. That one is off the mark. Checked at Jordan Lewis from the corner. That one is off the mark, rebounded by the Bulldogs. Off-balance shot at the far end by Kevon Wally and is rebounded by Zion Harper in the lineup here in the third quarter for George Ranch. And Harper is called for the offensive foul, his second of the night. After he got the rebound, he kind of swung his elbows around and made contact with one of the Bulldogs. And left all alone under the basket, Dante Cerf. He lays it up and in. 35-29, lead back up to six. And now back down to four as Ori Limbrick hits one from the free throw line. And a travel whistled at the far end against Kevon Wally. Turnover number eight for the Bulldogs. All right, the inbound by Jaden Gary to Limbrick. Limbrick at the free throw line. A little stutter step dribble there. Puts one up on the right side. It's off the mark. Good rebound by Zion Harper. And Harper is fouled by Corey Rubin, his first. Non-shooting foul. Limbrick will inbound. Way out top to Stephen Woods. To Limbrick, back to Woods. Shot from the far corner, bounces around twice on the rim, and then off. Ball swatted out to Brady Axtell. He takes it down court. Now into the corner to Corey Rubin, and back to Axtell up top. Right-hand dribble. Now puts one up. Hits the rim, hits the backboard, hits the rim again, and falls off. Rebound to Ori Limbrick. 35-31, Longhorns down by four with 5:42 left in the third quarter. And Limerick on the drive is fouled by Terrence Siafa, his third. Limerick with 6 points on the night. And holding at six as the first one hits the front of the rim, the back, and falls off. Next one on its way. This one just hits the front of the rim. Harper scrambles for the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. And a timeout is called, I believe, by Jason McConnell. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules.
Back at George Ranch High School, 5:39 left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by four. Limerick will trigger the inbound. Looking. Now gets it out top to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Stephen Woods. Woods down the lane. Left-handed shot. Good. Stephen Woods on the lay-in. He's got 5 points. 35-33. Bulldog lead is two. A little running jump shot put up by Dante Cerf. That's off the mark. Rebound to Stephen Woods. Woods to Limerick. Around to Jordan Lewis. Back to Limerick. Jump shot from the free throw line. Off the mark. Scramble. Good rebound by Jaden Gary. Gary kicks it out to Jordan Lewis. To Stephen Woods. Ori Limerick. And again, Limerick by the free throw line. Thought he had Jaden Gary heading to the basket. Ball is knocked away. Seventh turnover by George Ranch. Shot put up at the far end. First one is off the mark by Siafa. Second one is stuffed back into the hands of George Ranch. Nine turnovers now for the Bulldogs. Limerick drives on the right side. Jaden Gary whistled for the illegal pick. He set for Ori Limerick. Back in the game for George Ranch is Julian Camper and also A.D. Harris. Limerick, Lewis, A.D. Harris, Jaden Gary, and Ori Limerick. A little turnaround shot, somewhat off balance by Isaiah Williams, is no good. Offensive foul called against Dante Cerf, his second. We've seen three or four offensive fouls called between both clubs. Over to Camper on the far side. Out top to Jaden Gary, to Ori Limerick. Limerick down the lane on the left side. Has that ball partially blocked. And the tie up underneath. The award will go to George Ranch. Limerick to inbound. Gets it out to Camper. To Limerick. Now he drives the baseline. Has that one stolen away. Turnover of the night for George Ranch. And a foul at the far end. Isaiah Williams tried to put the shot up. And he was fouled by A.D. Harris, his third. Free throw line, Isaiah Williams, 47% free throw shooter. That one is good by Williams. Got 9 points tonight. His average is 3.5. Next one off the rim, rebounded by A.D. Harris. Harris ahead to Limbrick. Limbrick goes to the left side, kicks it into the corner to Camper. Camper wants to put it up, doesn't. Followed over there by Corey Rubin. Camper, top of the key, three-pointer on its way, off the mark. Scrambles for his own rebound, won't catch up with it. Into the hands of Isaiah Williams. 3:10 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs by 3. Shot put up, no good by Williams. Rebound to Jaden Gary. To Ore Limbrick. Left-handed layup is no good. That one bounds off the rim a couple times and out. Ore Limbrick is frustrated that he can't get any of those lay-ins to drop. He is very skilled at getting down the lane, but can't finish those off. The inbound by Chris Hodges to Kevon Wally. Kelechi Ike in for George Ranch. Kelechi, a 6'6 junior. And a drive on the basket by Kevon Wally. He's fouled by Jordan Lewis, his second. 36-33. Bulldogs by 3. First free throw is good by Kevon Wally. He's 3 for 3 tonight from the free throw line. Next shot on its way. That one's good as well. 4 for 4 and 8 points for Wally. That one, a turnaround putback by Kelechi Ike. His first 2 points of the night. 3-point lead by the Bulldogs. Driving the basket is Wally. Puts up an off-balance shot. Somehow it finds the inside of the rim. 40-35. Longhorns now with a 5-point deficit. Over here to A.D. Harris. Harris now to Jordan Lewis. Lewis, three-pointer, hits the rim, goes up over the backboard. And out of bounds. Turnover, number 9. Kevon Wally with the basketball, drifts right, now throws it cross-court to Rubin. And back out top to Wally. Wally again cross-court in the corner, three-pointer on its way from Rubin. That's no good, scramble for the basketball underneath. And it is hit by Chris Hodges. He was actually laying on the floor. He got a hand on it. Knocked it off one of the Longhorns' legs and out of bounds. So new life for the Bulldogs. They get the basketball in. And this time on the inbound, it comes in to Chris Hodges. He can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. Longhorns get it back. 10 turnovers for the Bulldogs, 9 for George Ranch. Around the horn from Ike to Limbrick. Now, good pass on the baseline to Woods. Woods kicks it out to Julian Camper. Three-pointer is good. Julian Camper with his second three of the night. He's got 8 points. Inside a minute to play in the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Double team in the corner. Chris Hodges tries to get the ball to a teammate. And I think Jason McConnell was able to call timeout before that thing got out of hand for the Bulldogs. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
That normally would signal the end of our broadcast, but we're not there yet. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs by two. And McConnell was able to call the timeout. Bulldogs will inbound along the baseline. Ball out top to Kevon Wally. Wally finds Isaiah Williams down near the basket. Williams can't get a clean shot off. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Ori Limbrick. Bulldogs retain possession. This time Wally will inbound. He gets it into Isaiah Williams. Less than 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Longhorns down by two, 40-38. Cross court, two Bulldogs playing catch at the top of the key. Isaiah Williams, Kevon Wally. Now Wally, three-pointer from above the top of the key. Time runs out in the third quarter. Bulldogs 40, Longhorns 38. Come back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back at George Ranch High School for the start of the fourth quarter. Bulldogs from LaPorte High School lead George Ranch 40-38. All right, ball being thrown back and forth, and finally, that one hit the top of the backboard. No call there. Ian Gonzalez in now for the Bulldogs. Jump shot by Isaiah Williams, and that's a three-pointer. Isaiah Williams with 12. Three-pointer on its way by Stephen Woods. No good. Rebound, Isaiah Williams. And a travel at the far end by the Longhorns. 10 turnovers now for George Ranch. 10 for the Bulldogs. Bulldog lead has been as high as 9. That was in the early part of the second quarter. Longhorns got that down to just 1 by halftime. But it fluctuates now between 1, 3, 5 points. It's at 5 at the moment, 43-38. Ori Limbrick at the free throw line. Foul driving down the lane. First one a little bit short off the rim. Sam Nieves back in the lineup for Terrence Siafa. Free throw by Limbrick. That one is off the mark as well. Ori, 0 for 5 from the free throw line tonight for George Ranch. Drive in the baseline by Dante Cerf. He got trapped there between the baseline and the basket. And then kind of awkwardly threw it out of bounds. 11 turnovers now for LaPorte. Drive on the basket by Stephen Woods. First attempt, no good. Second one is. He got his own rebound. Put it back up and in, 43-40. To Corey Rubin on the left side. Rubin. Round the horn to Dante Cerf. And Cerf hits the three-pointer from the left corner. He's got 11 points. 46-40. Lead now 6 by the Bulldogs. Longhorns have that one stripped away by Isaiah Williams. He'll drive on the basket, lays it up and in, and a foul. Foul whistled against Julian Camper, his third. Williams with 14 points, and a free throw bounds away. Back up to 8, 48-40. Limbrick drives the lane, and it bounced a couple times on the rim and finally fell through for Limbrick. By the time he got one of those to drop, he's got 8 points on the night. Longhorns down by 6. 5 points in the fourth quarter by Isaiah Williams, and then a three-pointer by Dante Cerf. The Longhorns have a basket by Woods and this latest basket by Ori Limbrick. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, 5:32 left in the ball game. Longhorns down by 6, 48-42. Charlie Jones has a press working right in front of us. Bulldogs failed in that opportunity to get it in. Ori Limbrick was able to poke it back out of bounds. Isaiah Williams trying to get it in finally. And a foul called against Ori Limbrick. LaPorte now will inbound in front of the Longhorn bench. Gets it in to Corey Rubin, although Rubin had to go back towards George Ranch's basket to get it. Finally gets it across midcourt into the hands of Dante Cerf. Cerf drives the right side and travels. 12 turnovers now for the Bulldogs. LaPorte fans don't like that one. Again, drive on the basket. This one taken away from George Ranch. Now the left side, Dante Cerf drive. He can't put it in. He gets his own rebound and drops it in on the second opportunity. 50-42. Longhorns down by 8. Long shot from the corner by A.D. Harris. Off the rim. No good. Kicked out top for George Ranch. Again, Harris from the same spot just about. That one won't drop, and it finally goes out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for the Longhorns, 12 for LaPorte. Bulldog lead as high as 9 early in the second quarter. Now back up to 8 here in the fourth. And they turn it over that time. Referee puts all 5 fingers up, saying that Isaiah Williams did not get the ball in play in 5 seconds. The Longhorns have an opportunity to score here. Inbound under their own basket. Way out top now to Jordan Lewis. Lewis around the horn to Camper. To Limbrick. Back to Camper. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound by Kevon Wally. Swats it out to Dante Cerf. Wally gets it back. He's got Limbrick on him as he crosses midcourt. And again, a 5-second violation on Wally for not penetrating the George Ranch defense. He had Limbrick on him, and he did not advance the basketball. In the corner now to Jordan Lewis. Lewis is fouled. Check that. Stephen Woods is fouled. Woods, 7 points on the night. He's an 86% free throw shooter. First one on the way and good by Stephen Woods. Terrence Siafa checks in. Out goes Sam Nieves for the Bulldogs. Second shot coming up for Stephen Woods. And that one looks just like the first one. Goes straight through. 50-44. Longhorns down by 6. Williams drifts towards the left side. And he's fouled by Stephen Woods. Charlie Jones wants more information about that one. He gets no new information from the referee on that one. And at the free throw line is Isaiah Williams. That free throw is off the mark. The putback is good. And the foul whistled against Jaden Gary, his third, at the free throw line. Dante Cerf. And the free throw's good. Finishes off the three-point play. Ball stolen away. Camper had his pocket picked on the far side. And now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Teams trade turnovers here. 3:30 left to go in the ball game. Longhorns down by their biggest mark all night. 9 points. Ties their biggest mark. Driving on the right side is Stephen Woods. Ball is rejected. Woods tries to knock it back into play, but he was straddling. the baseline. So the Bulldogs will inbound. Stolen away by George Ranch. In goes Jordan Lewis, and he's fouled. Fouled by Kevon Wally, his second. Blocking foul called against Wally. At the free throw line, Jordan Lewis, 63% free throw shooter, averaging just over 6.5 points a game. He's got 5 tonight. And now you can make that 6 as that free throw drops through. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. That's off the back iron. He missed on the second attempt. Into the hands of George Ranch. In the corner. Jordan Lewis hits the three-pointer. So makes up for missing that second free throw by dropping in a three-pointer, 53-48. Longhorns now down by 5. Action heating up now. Ball on the left side. Down low to Dante Cerf, and Cerf has his pocket picked by the Longhorns. 15 turnovers for the Bulldogs. Down low to Jaden Gary. Never really had control of the ball. Puts up an off-balance shot. That one is knocked away into the hands of the Bulldogs, and now Isaiah Williams turns it over. 14 turnovers for George Ranch. 16 for LaPorte. 2.5 minutes to play. Longhorns down by 5. They'll have a couple more non-district games before that opener right here at George Ranch against Brazoswood on January 3rd. Shot put up by the Longhorns, no good. Good save going out of bounds by Julian Camper. The ball finally picked up by the Bulldogs. Camper on Corey Rubin. Rubin gets by Camper, no foul there. Into the corner to Terrence Siafa. Siafa out top to Kevon Wally. Wally has Jordan Lewis on him. Now he gets it away to Corey Rubin. Back out top to Isaiah Williams. And Williams gives way to Kevon Wally. 1:35 to play in the ballgame. Kind of a figure eight offense being employed now by LaPorte. Kind of weaving in and out, trying to exhaust some time off the clock. And a foul whistled against the Longhorns. That'll send Isaiah Williams to the free throw line. Five for seven for free throws tonight for Williams. He'll get one more. 15 points overall for Isaiah Williams. Came into the game averaging 3.5. That free throw is good. 55-48 lead. Swells to 7 now. Jordan Lewis will handle the basketball. Now gives way to Stephen Woods. Woods drives the left side, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Terrence Siafa. His 4th personal foul tonight. At the free throw line, Stephen Woods, 2 for 2 from the line, 9 points overall. Siafa out of the ball game. In comes Sam Nieves. We were missing a personal foul along the way, and apparently it was against Terrence Siafa early in the ball game. He checks out with 5 personal fouls. And while that happens, Charlie Jones calls a timeout. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, thanks as always to our pal Reggie Dunn for sending this score over. Lady Longhorns a winner tonight, 61-26 over Westside High School. Coach Pierce's group picks up another victory in their non-district games. That's the last one. They host the Lady Oilers from Pearland High School Friday night right here at George Ranch. Free throw is on its way and good by Stephen Wood. Next one, good again. He's 4 for 4 from the line. Longhorns down by 5, 55-50. Longhorns employ the press, inbound to Corey Rubin. Rubin has Julian Camper on him, gets the pass away. Now a jump ball, tie-up rather, and the award goes to George Ranch. Good work there by Jordan Lewis to get his hands on the basketball and only the basketball and tie up Dante Cerf. And George Rance gets the award. Corey Limbrick out top looking for somebody to pass to. Jordan Lewis, three-pointer on the way, hits a rim and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 15 for George Rance. Inside a minute to play, 56.1 seconds to be exact. Longhorns down by 5, 55-50. The inbound to Corey Rubin, and he is off. Gets across midcourt, and a reach-in foul by Julian Camper. Free throw line, Corey Rubin. Rubin with 13 points tonight. 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Normally an 82% free throw shooter. That first one bangs in and drops out. He averages 13.9 points a game, and he's got 13. If he makes this one, he'll hit his average for the night, and he does. 56-50. 47 seconds to play. Longhorns, Limbrick, spin move in the lane, puts up the jumper off the front iron. The rebound goes to Kevon Wally, and there is a whistle on the play. It's against Julian Camper. That's his fifth personal foul, and checking in for him is A.D. Harris. Julian Camper finishes with 8 points on the night. First free throw by Kevon Wally is good. Wally with 11. Second free throw on its way. No good. Wally had a hard time staying behind the line, but it didn't matter. Three-pointer on its way by Jordan Lewis. No good. Rebound to Jaden Gary. Back to Lewis. Lewis, the three-pointer again. Ball being knocked around. Longhorns, three opportunities to put it in the bucket and cannot do it. And then a foul whistled underneath against Stephen Woods, his third. Down Dante Cerf at the other end. 16 points on the night. Make that 17. Makes his third free throw of the night. Four attempts. Next one on its way. That's good as well. 59-50. Drive on the basket is good, finally, by Ori Limbrick. Inside 10 seconds to play. And an intentional foul now by Jaden Gary. Longhorns trying to get the basketball back. Corey Rubin at the free throw line. Corey, 1 for 3 from the line. Make that 2 for 4. And 3 for 5 as he hits the second one. 61-52. There's that 9-point lead again. Shot on its way. Good by A.D. Harris, the three-pointer. 61-55, that's the final buzzer. LaPorte Bulldogs come in and beat George Ranch by 6, 61-55. And we'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns drop a 61-55 decision to the visiting LaPorte Bulldogs. And let me finish up this scorebook. Bulldogs had four players in double figures. We'll start with the leading scorer. It was Dante Cerf with 18, 16 apiece for Corey Rubin and Isaiah Williams, 11 points for Kevon Wally. And we'll get back to that scoring in a bit. Charlie Jones is here. There you go. Well, in that early first quarter, the Bulldogs took advantage of George Ranch when they got cold, went cold. And then that lead ballooned to 9 points. The Longhorns got it down to one by half. But then in the third and fourth quarters, there was that 7-5, 3-point lead. Longhorns just couldn't get it back.
Yeah, we just came out flat. I talked to you a little bit before the game. It was a weird week. We looked tired today. LaPorte, I got to give them credit. They came out with energy. They fought hard. Our guys just looked tired, and we talked about it a little bit at halftime, and just got to make sure we take care of our bodies and get ready for the next game.
Yeah, you probably heard as you walked up, they had four guys in double figures, and those were the only scorers tonight, 18, 16, 16, and 11. On your side of the book, your leading scorer was Stephen Woods with 11, 10 by Limbrick, 9 Lewis, 8 Camper, 7 Gary. So it was, on their side of the book, they confined their scoring to four guys. On your side, you had scoring from seven or eight players.
Yeah, we spread it out pretty well. We just could never get over the hump tonight. You know, we kept getting back down to 1 and 2 points, and we just couldn't hit that shot or get that play to fall down for us tonight. You know, sometimes it happens to you. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, but the good thing is you have another chance to play and still trying to get ready for district and just try to come in tomorrow and get better.
Some good news from Westside High School. Lady Longhorns won 61-26 over at Westside.
The girls are doing a great job. They're rolling right now. They have a great team. Brought a lot of girls back from last year's team. I expect them to be a good team.
And they open their district play Friday afternoon against the Lady Oilers from Pearland.
Luckily, we don't start that early because we're exhausted. We all need a little bit of a break. So we're going to come in tomorrow. They're going to take care of their body. We're not going to do much. Got finals coming up, and then we got Travis on Friday at 4:30. And after that, they're going to take a well-deserved 5-day break.
Yeah. And then we'll see you on January 3rd, right back here as you open up your district season against Brazoswood.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Charlie. That's Charlie Jones. Final score here: LaPorte Bulldogs 61 and the Longhorns 55. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. I'm Tom Tarando. Our next broadcast will be on January 3rd, right here from George Ranch, as the men open their 23-6A season against the Brazoswood Buccaneers. The Lady Longhorns will go down to Clute to play the Lady Bucks in Clute, and we'll see if we can get both games broadcast live on GRHS iRadio. And keep your eye on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll let you know what our broadcast plans are after Christmas and after New Year's as the 23-6A season gets going here for the 19-20 basketball season at George Ranch High School. So long, everybody.